Uzo, yes. I believe in the existence of an almighty God who is righteous and who governs the righteous on the earth. In the recent times, and indeed since time immemorial, atrocities of various kinds have been committed against clearly innocent people, including children, and I have the cases of Bosnia and Pakistan in mind. How is this phenomenon explained by reference to the role of the Almighty on earth?
That's right. You see, where God Almighty has provided you with the option of following the path of goodness or following the path of evil, if you follow the path of evil, who's responsible? If you offer a choice to the students in sitting in the examination or before that, to study or not to study, but appear in the examination at last, if they fail, it is the examiner who declares them failed. Who has committed the atrocity against that boy who has been declared failed by the examiner? Is it the examiner or
the boy himself?
The boy himself. So you can't have another option. Either there has to be a choice or no choice. Where there is no choice, there are angels. They do not commit any atrocities, do they?
No.
Have you ever heard of an angel committing an atrocity?
No.
Because they have no choice.
No.
So, if the choice is a risk and the outcome of this exercise depends on the people who make their choices, so it is a lesson for mankind that if you do not follow the instruction and injunctions of, let's say, the Quran or other revealed books, then the responsibility will be yours. It will be you who will be doing injustice to yourselves, committing atrocities against man. So man remains responsible. And these occasional outbursts of cruelties and atrocities are in fact the points where we can monitor what has man led himself to. It is the exposure point that all the atrocities which have been, you know, man has been nurturing within himself, they are given an exposure for the rest of the world to see. Oh man, it is there that you stand. This is what you have achieved. So God is never cruel to his creatures. It is the creatures themselves who sometimes, unfortunately, choose to be cruel to themselves. And this is the repeated message of the Holy Quran, again and again. It's up to you to follow a path of peace or not to follow a path of peace, to follow the path of absolute justice or to reject that path of absolute justice. If you do that, then you're in for big trouble. And these are the troubles which you begin to see now. These crimes are piled up. And they continue to pile up, with the result that when those nations which are oppressed, when they are given a chance to rule and to decide, then they show their true feathers. And then one begins to see they were also potentially cruel people. They were also potentially unjust people. Now, turn to Africa. Who is ruling Africa nowadays? Africans supposed to do
this.
And who is committing atrocities against Africans?
Themselves.
See, this is it. Previously, you to throw all the blame on the whites. Now they have gone. They have withdrawn. And it is again, you know, the basic inner, you know, distorted image of the people which was undercover previously. It has been exposed, it has come to be displayed, and then you know that it is morality which always counts. Without morality, freedom does not mean anything. Without morality, you can never be emancipated from the evils of this world. So this is a world of trial for us. And whenever we are put to trial, we see ourselves having utterly failed. So it's not a question of God being beneficent or not. It's a question of God having to make a choice of giving you a choice or not. When He gave you a choice, then those of you who stood that trial and came out of it with honor, with heads held high, then the type of people which are produced, the type of people mentioned in the Quran, Muhammadur Rasulullah, Walladina Mahu, you know, that's the beautiful outcome of this choice. Once you make the choice in the right direction, then the angels are left behind, then the Holy Prophet rises above all. Being a man, he does so. So this is the scheme of things. Without understanding this, you cannot resolve these small issues of Bosnia or atrocities being committed elsewhere. Right? Yes, thank you very much.